I have a lot of feeling. I'm coming here in front of you, but I hope to speak, because my in Algeria we speak French, not English. And this will be, it will be for me easy to speak that in French. That, je pense que je dois remercier tout le monde ici présent pour votre participation, les organisateurs. Et je trouve que votre pays est vraiment splendide. No, because we are, hein? Ok, yeah. Donc, c'est vraiment un pays beau, des gens gentils, les femmes belles et la verdure. Vraiment, c'est un pays splendide et je pense que les Malaisiens sont heureux pour ça. Ok? That's to explain my feeling directly. I will talk to you about Algeria and Muslim world. Maybe we will talk more about Muslim world, but maybe I will talk more about Malaysia and Singapore. And last, we will look what happened in Algeria. And the perspective is from, because the organizer, Mr. Ali, I will thank him that he invited me. Then he asked me to think about Arab Spring, but it's from economic freedom eye. Then we have looked to freedom, economic freedom, and from Muslim world. And data are recently. Huh? Let's move. Let's move from some questions, like some puzzles, because we have some questions to ask. Because, for example, why we have a lot of countries in Muslim world, they have lost oil and gas, like some in Arab Muslim countries, but they are bad in economic freedom, like Algeria, my country, and Iran also. For example, Algeria, Tunisia, Egypt, they are not free, even after having this Arab Spring. Why? But Muslim Asian countries are doing very well, comparatively to the Arab world, but they don't have any Asian Spring. There is something... Why Asian Muslim countries are better ranked in economic freedom than Arab countries? And especially better than the Republican. We have monarchy are better than the Republic. And they think this country is doing good because he have king, I think. Let's talk about what means economic freedom. Please, the organizer, help me to find the times. Please tell us, because I have to organize myself. Please, let me, each 5 minutes you will tell me. But then, what we mean by economic freedom? The main idea is about personal choice, voluntary exchange, open market. Defined and clearly enforced property rights. This is the main issue. Individuals are economically free when they are permitted to choose for themselves and engage in voluntary transaction as long as they do not harm the person or property of others. This is the main issue, the main idea. Okay? And it's quoted. What is the pillars of economic freedom? And I am based here on the Fraser Institute. You can easy check in Google for the institute. We will find a lot of data and a lot of ideas. Okay, and I have used mainly the Fraser Institute report for this paper. Okay, that means four things. The size of government should be small. The rule of law should be respected. The money should be sound. The trade should be free. And the market should be free. Credit market, labor market, and business market. Okay? And we will see what means by Muslim size government. The idea here is that when more the government take taxes, spend money in consumption and investment, and have our national assets, less people will be free. to use their money, talents, and times to make opportunities for them and for their families and for other peoples. Countries with lower level of government spending, lower marginal taxes rate, and less government investment and state ownership of assets earn the highest rating in the composing component of economic freedom. That means this explains the idea of if a country is free, that means the government is doing less in economics. Less company owned by the government, less taxes, and less involving of states in the economy. Another idea, it is about legal system and property. Here, the main idea is about the rule of law, protection of the person and the rightly acquired property is a central element of economic freedom. Many would argue that is the most important function of the government. The government, the main issue, it is to protect the rights of people, the property of people, okay? The legal system had to be secure, give security to property rights. Judiciary should be independent. A court should be impartial. And the police should be do good work. Then, in this ranking, I will give you the results. Countries with economic and commercial law, securing property, and with independent judiciary and reliable police will have high rating. Okay? It's like explaining what the words. The sound money, that means low rate of inflation. Okay? The bad money is when the government print money. It's not sound. And freedom, the government protects the economy, that means the central bank don't permit to the government to print money. Okay? That's the idea. Another aspect is trade. Country will have good economic freedom. That means he is open for trade. Low taxes, low tariff, etc. Okay? It's easy idea, I think. Free of markets, the market of credit, labor, and business. Regulation that restricts entry into the markets and interface with the freedom to engage with individual exchange, reduce economic freedom. Countries with regulatory restraint that limit the freedom of exchange in credit, labor, and doing business will have low rating and ranking. Okay? I think it's easy. Our sample, I have choose from Singapore because in this conference we said Muslim countries and beyond. Beyond, I have chosen Singapore. Singapore because it is championed in the world about, with Hong Kong, about in economic freedom, okay? Singapore is the best example, it's the champion. And we will compare Muslim countries with this champion. Albania was chosen because it is the most free Muslim country. Okay? Malaysia and Indonesia, because they are the largest Muslim countries. Okay, it's very important. Algeria and Tunisia and Muslim Sunni countries, because they have experienced Arab Spring. And you look at what happened after Arab Spring. Iran, a Shia country, with a lot of oil and regional impact. Bahrain, Sunni country without oil. Turkey, a Muslim country without oil, but with global impact. But we will see in the ranking, Turkey is not doing very well, even with a lot of impact, okay? Look at that. Here it's very important. Look at Muslim country compared to other countries. We have in this report, like all countries we have, most free countries, 42 countries. Partly it's 80 country, last free 40 country. Look at how many Muslim country in this category, 26, 24, two country most free. Look at the percent of Muslim country in this in this last three, 65% of Muslim countries are not free. We have only 5% of Muslim country as ranked as free. 30% partly free. Okay? Then that means we have to explain explanation. But before we look at, we looked in details. We have some questions, for example. Why we have 65% countries with Muslim majority countries like us not free? Why just 5% Muslim? Which element in this component of our economic freedoms? Which factor explains this difference between Muslim countries? Look at that. Look at where is the countries. Look at, we have found Singapore, the second country in the world, ranked second two. Albania, 26. Malaysia is 49. Okay? With Brunei, Indonesia, Turkey, 112. Look at Tunisia, Algeria, Iran, Sudan. Look at that. Then we will, this is in the overall. But in details, we will have some surprise, okay? Yes. We found that Asia is better than Africa. Malaysia, for example, Indonesia, Brunei, and Bahrain are the best in the list, and they are Asian Muslim countries, not Arab, not African. Algeria, Tunisia, Sudan, and the African Muslim countries, they have a lot to do in the list of Asian countries. Turkey and Iran are countries with regional and global impact, but they are not in the list of these countries. Let's have some details. For example, here, Indonesia, yes, we have Albania better than Singapore in this size of the government. Indonesia is better than Malaysia, and we will see the explanation. Okay, and here Indonesia has good. It's champion in the size of government. That means it's better than Singapore. They have low government of conception, low investment government, low transfer and subsidize, and low number of state of assets. Okay.
Yes.
5 minutes? No. Yes. Sure. Let's move for the property of right. Here found Malaysia is doing well. And good luck. Malaysia ranked 55, the best Muslim country in institution of property right. Then in this component, Malaysia is the best Muslim country for property rights and the rule of law. Because they have independent justice, impartial courts, very good protection of property rights, and very low military interference in rule of law and politics, and low regulation restriction on sale of real property and liberal police. Malaysia is the best here in this. For sound money, we have Albania. The best, Albania is the best country also in control inflation. Okay? From freedom of trade, we found Malaysia. We will see Bahrain is the best country in free trade, okay? Because they have low tariff, low trade taxes, low tariff rate, and no black market exchange. And, okay? Markets. Here also Malaysia is the best Muslim country in the free markets of credit, labor, and business. Okay? Malaysia ranked 5. With Brunei. Brunei is still doing very well. Brunei. Better than here. Malaysia is better than even Singapore. To access to credit market, labor market, doing business. Both they are very close to Singapore. Singapore is second internationally, but Malaysia is the 5 country in this area. Here is also some details. Free credit market, Malaysia better than Singapore in this area. Malaysia and Brunei has the free credit markets in Muslim world, better than even Singapore. Okay. Labor, free market labor. We have Brunei and Malaysia are the best Muslim country in free labor market. Doing business also, Malaysia is better than Singapore doing business. Okay. What is explanation? I think that Singapore. To explain this result, I think Singapore have an effect on Malaysia and Indonesia and Brunei, because they are closed. Asian countries are very closed to Singapore. They have the impact. This is my hypothesis. It is I call it the Singapore effect. Albania is good country in economic freedom because it is part of Europe. It's like geography. Bahrain is Bahrain. What is the best country in this index? Because absence of oil, they have to be free. They have to be free to have revenue. The negative, the Arab Spring have a negative effect on this way. There is, with Arab Spring, we didn't have any change in the freedom of economics or of economic freedom. Algeria after 2000 Iraq, as we have more liberation, we don't know. We have some reform with the new president, but we are not sure, okay? My conclusion is that Asian Muslim countries are well doing in economic freedom. Arab African countries have to learn about Asian cases. The Arab Spring, no impact on economic freedom. Rule of law and protecting property of rights to own and to do business and to work and to trade with others with no barriers is the best route to prosperity. Economic freedom bring prosperity and together are solid ground for sustainable democracy. No peace, no prosperity, no democracy without economic freedom. Thank you very much.